I find it interesting we have mockers out today. Peter talked about in the last days there will be mockers and scoffers of God's word. So we see that today. Mockers and scoffers. And he even talked about they'll mock and they'll scoff about the flood. What I find amazing, 2,000 years ago, Peter said they'll mock and they'll scoff about the flood. The flood is one of the things, Noah's Ark, that people laugh of the world, laugh about more than anything. The Ark. And Peter said it would be so. Are you a mocker and a scoffer with your words before God? You'll be judged and sent away. Are you a mocker and a scoffer by your life, by not living for Christ? By not stopping, turning, forsaking your sin, seeking the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? You can be a mocker without ever opening your mouth. You can be a sinner without opening your mouth. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does speak. What's in your heart? You need a heart transplant. You need a heart cleansing. You need a new mind. All these worldly ways that drag you down, drag you into your flesh, pull you to the judgment of God, but you can be pulled to the righteousness of God by the Spirit, by the Word. But the priests and the pastors just have you sitting in the pew saying an amen, doing a service. You're not going to find the kingdom of God that way. You got to repent and seek the kingdom. You got to turn from your sin. You got to cry out to God in a humble, contrite, holy heart.
All right, let's get extra loud, guys.
The word repentance, metanoia, means a change of mind and a change of ways. Have you changed your mind and your ways? Or are you living after your flesh? We're here at a fair and everyone's eating food and carrying trinkets. That's not going to get you to the kingdom of God. How can I help you, sir?
Oh, just chatting.
Yeah, how's it going? My name's James.
I'm Drake.
My brothers call me Tupos. Drake, this is my wife's sister, Adam.
Yeah, I was asking how many of you guys were out here today. Just you two?
Just us. It's me and my wife. We travel all over the country. I retired early to do this. We live in a camper van. We support ourselves. We don't take anyone's money. We're totally against the selling the things of God, selling books and programs and all the Sunday church things they do. We're not Sabbatarians, but I call Sunday church because most everybody goes to church on Sunday.
Sure.
And we call out people from the culture. That's why we're here. But yeah, we also warn them that as God's anger is fired against the culture, his anger is even hotter against the religious system. God hates hypocrisy. God hates hypocrisy more than anything. Go read Matthew 25. Jesus called the leaders, the Pharisees, hypocrites, 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 about, I think, it's 7 or 8 times. And so people that have faith in God, if they don't turn and read the scriptures and test themselves, and they just believe what the modern pastors, the preachers, the internet false teachers are teaching, they're sorely deceived. And we have the word of God today. We have no excuse. All these people hearing the preaching today on Judgment Day, not one of these people are going to go, I didn't know. God's going to say, my worker went right into your world, stood in the broad road, warned you you got a Bible at home, warned you to look it up on your iPhone, warned you about your sins, and you just wrote it off because the sports team's on, the music's playing, you're watching that guy, I gotta go get a hot dog. You loved your flesh, your belly, this life more than you loved me. Away from me, I never knew you.
Sure. Yeah. What do you say about people that no longer believe because they read the Bible?
No longer believe because they read the Bible? Yes. I would call that person a fool.
Okay.
Because if you read the Bible and you studied it rightly, and here's the key to reading the Bible. The Bible is a book, but it's not just a book. The Bible tells us in Hebrews it's a living word. It's alive. It's active. So in order to understand the Bible, you have to know the one. You have to seek to understand the one who wrote it.
Okay.
So here's my point. If you, and I've met people like that. I read the Bible once, didn't mean nothing to me, and I moved out. Okay. You didn't cry out to God. I was just preaching. Cry out to God. James says, cry out to God for wisdom. I believe you cry out for other things, understanding. And that is how you understand God's word. When I was an unbeliever and I read the Bible, it was static. It was a sentence. Didn't mean nothing. when I'm born again and the Spirit's in me and I read the Word, it's like, and in John 16, Jesus said, I will send a manifester to you. I'll manifest myself. The Holy Spirit, He will teach you all truth. So the only way that you'll ever understand the Bible is if you first come to the Lord and say, if you are who you say you are, if you are the Creator, if you are the one Messiah, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, if this is your word, ready? If that's true, I'm willing to lose everything for it. Reveal your word to me. That's who God's going to show his word to.
That, isn't that testing God, though? Because
we're supposed to test all things. That, not tempt God. Test.
Okay.
We test his word. See, in 1 Thess 5, it says test all things. Is 1 Thess 5 his word?
Say it again.
Is 1 Thessalonians 5 God's inspired word? The word says test the word. In Acts 17, I just did a teaching on this. The Bereans, they were called Bereans because they were from the area of Berea. They tested Apostle Paul. Do you know how Paul became who he was?
Yeah.
How?
He used to be Saul.
Yep.
Discriminating against the Christians.
Yeah.
Eventually, he was led by God to...
Jesus handpicked him in Acts 9.
Yep.
The Bereans tested Apostle Paul. What? To the word. So yeah, we're supposed to test everything. We don't tempt God. So the reason there's a difference, ready? If you know the word of God and you know what's right, and if this is sin, you don't go, I'm going to see what he does. That's tempting God. If you go, the Bible says that's sin, I'm going to test that. If you test it and you find out it's sin, now you don't want to tempt God. So there's a difference between testing and tempting. So we're to test all things, test everything I'm telling you. But I'm telling you, you need the Spirit for the truth to be revealed. The Bible says no man can come unless the Father draws him. Do you know why that is? And here, let me finish. The Bible says that no man can come unless the Spirit draws him. Why doesn't God draw everybody? Because he wants none to perish. 2 Peter 3:9. He wants none to perish. Why doesn't God just send his Spirit and draw everybody?
It would make sense to do that, though.
One word. Will. Are you married?
Engaged.
So when you get married, are you going to chain her in the basement to make sure she's there for you every time you come home?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, no, you're not. You know what makes your love and your marriage wonderful? Her will is bent to you. She's waiting for you. She's faithful to you. The day she's not faithful to you, she goes with another dude. She's broken your covenant. It's no longer valuable. God wanted love, but he wanted it out of a willing heart. So slavery isn't love. If I chain my wife in our van, that's not love. If she comes with me willingly and labors with me, which she does, that's love. For God, love to me, commitment. So God could turn all of us into robots. Look at Elon Musk building all these robots. God doesn't want robots. He wants your heart. He wants your mind. He wants everything, but he wants you to love him more than you love him. Imagine that's Isaac. And God said in the Old Testament, lay him out. I need a sacrifice. And Abraham had to go into the desert, take his only son. That's the kind of love God wants. Anything short of that, you're not going to find the kingdom. You're not going to find God.
Okay.
Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God. And Mark adds, all with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind.
So
you need the Spirit.
I'm actually a member of the Church of Satan. I realized I was saying this all the way back in 2007. So, and this is after I was a Christian for the entirety of my life at that point.
Well, let me help you. You probably weren't a Christian. You were a churchgoer.
We hear that a lot.
Well, you were a churchgoer. Which one did you go to?
We hear that a lot.
Which one did you go to? Tell me.
Which church did I go to? We went to numerous ones.
Right.
The last one I was in was Believers in Grace Baptist Church.
Not a Baptist church. Not of God.
Well, we knew that.
It's of Satan.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sure it is.
No, it's not. Sure. Nothing about it adheres to the same thing.
Satan, there's two kingdoms. Kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Satan took Jesus up on the pinnacle and said, see all those kingdoms? They're yours if you worship me. He couldn't give them all if he didn't own them. The church systems today are all in the kingdom. The Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Mormon, Mennonite, whatever. We don't belong to any group. Those are all of Satan. He has many, many, many different deceptions, whether it's Satanism or churchianity.
Do we know anything of what Satanists actually believe, though?
Well, there's all different brands of Satanism.
No, there isn't.
Oh, sure there is.
No, there isn't.
There's probably not as many as Christianity, but I've met many different Satanists that tell me many different things.
There's a lot of people that think that they're Satanists. They're full of shit. So LaVey is who codified Satanism.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Before that, there was no religion of Satanism.
Yep. Well, there's been Satanism, Baal worship in the Old Testament.
That's
so,
not Satanism.
Sure it is.
Satanism.
You're talking about modern day Satanism. What
I'm talking about Satanism.
What God calls Satanism is If you're not honoring Christ, if you don't believe Christ just came in the flesh and he's not from the Father, then you are an antichrist and you've lost all hope. The only hope is to repent and ask the Father for mercy. And there is no validity in Satanism. There's no validity in Roman Catholicism. In fact, it's going to be worse. Well, I don't know. You turned away from some truth of God, so it'll be worse for you too. But God's wrath is coming against all lies and sin and error. So you got to repent of that. And you're never going to understand without the Spirit of God. I can promise you, it doesn't sound like you were born again unless you're reprobated, you've turned away. You can tell me that.
So can I understand Islam without some spirit then?
Absolutely. Islam is a dead, static book written by one man over about 20 years with no miracles. Allah is Satan. I was just witness to a Muslim man. And there's very little archaeological evidence to back up the findings of the Muslim faith. You look at the Bible, it is the most documented book in man iniquity, antiquity. You cannot, antiquity, not iniquity, antiquity in the history. You can't find more evidence for the Bible than any other book. He's not even close. 24,000 manuscripts to 700. You can't believe the Bible. You can't believe nothing. Satanism is new. You're right, the new version. It just came along. But Satan's been active ever since the garden. And so you've been deceived by him, thinking any other way other than Christ and Christ alone.
How did I get deceived?
So you don't need the Spirit to understand falsehood. You need the Spirit to know the one true God.
How did I get deceived?
If you're involved in anything other than following Christ in spirit and truth as your Messiah, you're deceived.
Okay.
And I love you and you need to repent.
Don't say that to people.
Whatever I want to say.
No, don't say that to us. And a stranger who says that they love you is going to be the first to toss you under the bus.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that would be people that don't have the Spirit of God. I know what love is, so I won't say it to you again. But I do come and I preach, and I'm going to leave it right there. Okay. I have lots of articles on my website. You're more than welcome. Did you take a gospel card? You're more than welcome to email me.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. All right, then. I'm just going to go preach it. Repent or you're going to lose your soul, Satan.
I have a soul.
Sure you do. You do. You do have a soul. So this is the battle we're in. I'm just talking to that man. He had a beautiful little boy on his shoulders. Talking about Satanism. Satanism comes in many forms. False Christianity comes in many forms. Lies come in many different forms. Unless you're following the one true Most High Savior. Unless you've been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Unless you've been transformed with your mind made new. You have no hope of eternal life. It's been a good day. We're out here preaching the gospel. We've had some good conversations. Lots of gospel cards going out. They tried to run us off. The police officer said, "You're absolutely fine. This is my Father's earth. I'm walking on his earth. Everyone's breathing my Father's air. You're all using my Father's gravity. The earth is his footstool." Yet they always try to run the people that follow the Most High. They try to run us off. Yet the earth is my Father's footstool. And it's loving to warn you. Preacher means go out and lift up your voice and preach. There's a guy on an amplifier right over there. I don't hear anybody complaining. I don't even have an amplifier today. It's loving to go and preach the gospel. And call people out of the world and out of their dead church systems that are leading you to the destruction and the wrath of God. I just talked to a Satanist. He had more understanding about what's at stake than the church people in America. Yeah, Satanists know more truth than churchgoers in America. Oftentimes, atheists know more about the truth of God than the average churchgoer in America. This is how void. I'll go away when the Lord takes me home, ma'am, not a minute before. You need to repent of your feminism and you need to repent of your worldliness. We love you. Turn and seek Jesus Christ. Don't lose your soul. Don't trade your life for the frivolous entertainment, thrills of the flesh, doing what you want. Seek the kingdom. Must be in spirit, as I told that Satanist man. You'll never know the word of God unless you seek it in spirit and truth.